You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The endless parade of time. Who can say what fruits the future will see ripen? We can only keep looking towards
tomorrow's world with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
Could flies really be the answer to all our problems? On this week's instalment of Tomorrow's World, Stella talks with entomologist Neil Burrell, who created the startup Hexacycle, which aims to convert organic waste into a source of sustainable protein and oil to help feed an increasingly hungry world. Here is that piece now.
Hi, Earthlings.
Welcome back to Tomorrow's World,
the segment where we talk science and society.
We're on a biology buzz. Last episode, we chatted to Dr. Anna Sancher from the School of Biological Sciences at UOA about the principles of population and quantitative genetics.
And speaking of buzz, this episode we spoke to Neil Burrell, director of Hexacycle, about the company's use of black soldier flies to combat food waste.
Sounds fly.
I know I started it, but let's keep moving, preferably with less puns.
We started by asking what Hexacycle's overall mission is.
I guess the easiest way to sort of explain is by starting with the problem that we sort of look to address, and that's around food waste. And there's a third of the world's food goes to waste, so it ends up in landfill. And in producing and transporting and then just letting it rot in landfills, we sort of produce 8 to 10% of the world's greenhouse gases. And a way you can think of it is if we took all the greenhouse gases from organic waste and made it into a country, it would be the third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases after the United States and China. So it's quite a sizable problem. And ideally, we would divert that food waste from landfill and give it directly to people, or feed it to pigs or to chickens if possible. But that can't always be done. It might be too far to get the food there in time, that kind of thing. So one thing we can do is use a insect called the black soldier fly, and that's a fly species that you might have seen in your compost. They're these sort of like quite darkish coloured larvae that eat waste really quickly. If you ever open up your compost bin and you see your compost is moving, that's probably black soldier fly larvae chowing away on your food scraps. And the adult looks kind of like a wasp, so you might have seen it on your windowsill every so often. It's quite large and pretty chill. It only lives for 3 or 4 days before it dies. The larvae are really, really good at converting organic waste. So basically they eat them, turn it into biomass by basically putting on protein and fat as they grow in a really short time frame. So to give you an example, 1 gram of fly eggs will become around 5 kilograms of larvae, and that takes around 20 to 30 days. So with 100 grams of eggs, you can basically get half a ton of prime sort of farm-raised maggot all produced and ready for you. And you might be thinking, oh, you're kind of solving a problem of food waste by creating an even bigger problem with, you know, tons of maggots everywhere. But with those maggots, you can turn it into protein. You can turn it into lipids like fats, basically. You can get chitin from it, which can be used in all sorts of different applications. And then there's fresh as well. So the poo of the fly becomes fertilizer or compost if you compost it further. So basically, with all these products, you can put them straight back into the food chain. So instead of the food waste going to landfill, it just goes back into our human food chain, and that reduces our reliance on fish meal or soy meal, which sort of solves another problem in terms of having a sustainable source of protein to feed to our animals instead of using up, you know, land that could be grown for human food.
Interesting.
But I guess just to go back to your question, what we do is originally we set up to start farming these ourselves. Over time, we've basically gone to helping people in India set up these pilot plants to convert waste into protein. And now I'm actually back doing my PhD, and with lockdowns and everything, it's it's sort of on the Hex Cycles on the back burner a little bit, but I still do a little bit of consultancy work and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very interesting. And you touched on it briefly there. Why maggots? Why the species? What metabolic processes do they possess that break down food so efficiently? And you did mention it, but are there any other products at the end of that process?
Yeah, absolutely. So the fly, they grow in really high densities, which means that you can grow a lot of them in a small amount of space. And because they can go into trays, you could stack them. So you reduce your surface area required to process this waste. Your land surface area, that is. And they have sort of peptides in their sort of, I don't want to say saliva, but it's more like digestive juices, I guess, that break down nasty bugs. So they reduce the amount of salmonella and E. coli that's found in organic waste as they eat. At the same time, they outcompete other fly species, so like your house flies that you wouldn't really want in a processing plant, because these black soldier fly larvae are eating at such a high rate. They generate quite a lot of heat, and that outcompetes the house flies, so you don't end up with any problems with house flies either. When you get you harvest the larvae, which you do by either sieving out, or you can just leave them till they get to a pre-pupal stage. So before they become a pupa, they'll naturally crawl out and can be collected then. But whichever one you choose, you can either feed them directly to animals, including pets and chickens and fish and so forth. Or if you're going into some more of an industrial setup, you would probably dry them and then render them to separate the protein from the fat. The protein can then be mixed in as a meal. The fats could then also go back into a food pellet, but in different concentrations to whole larvae. Or you could also use them for biofuel as well. And then chitin can be used either as a soil amendment, or people are now using it to turn into pharmaceutical stuff, so making capsules or facial products and stuff like that. Originally, these larvae would have come from probably Central America, and through, you know, just as globalization happened, they're all around the world now, including New Zealand. They arrived here in probably the 50s, late 50s, first sighted in Pukekohe. They need a lot of encouragement to actually mate if they're not in the tropics.
Right.
They don't like noise or vibration. So one way you can actually go and interact with them when you've got them into like a large mesh cage kind of thing is play them sort of bass music. So you know, get some Barry Manilow going, and
really?
You can walk in and get the eggs out and stuff. Yeah,
that is very interesting. Cool.
Barry Manilow must be the predator somewhere.
So what? Yeah, you touched on it just then. What technology do you use to facilitate and automate that process?
So some of the technology we use is there's special lighting. So it's these LED lights that give off certain wavelengths of light. Then there is providing a sort of an aroma that encourages the females to lay where you want them to, and that's using basically a liquid of black soldier fly skin, so that when they each stage of the larvae grows, they shed their skin, and we take that skin, soak it in water along with some like vegetable peels and organic stuff that smells nice to the flies, and they'll then be attracted and lay their eggs in specific places.
You know, cows are becoming less and less sustainable. Is this a realm that Hexacycle might step into, or are you looking at it at present?
There certainly are people turning black soldier fly larvae into ice cream. If you Google black soldier fly ice cream, you'll find some cool videos on YouTube. And people eating this ice cream, which apparently tastes nice, but I haven't tried it myself. I have eaten the black soldier fly larvae, and they taste fine. I'm not personally going into that with black soldier fly myself, but my PhD research is on insects as food and looking at hoo-hoo grubs and, you know, what you know, just some how they grow and their biology and things like that. So it's definitely something I'm interested in, and it makes sense to probably most of the people on the planet. Many cultures already eat insects around the world.
Some intriguing info there, and an ingenious solution to food waste, and ultimately climate change.
What really stood out to me was the flies' mating preferences.
Okay, care to elaborate?
You know, turning the lights into that special level, turning on some bass heavy music, setting the scene, it's all very human-like. I wonder if they have a favourite song.
Well, before I think about that for too long, we'll wrap it up here, Earthlings. Cheers for joining us on another scientific adventure.
Join us next fortnight, you know, for some more animal mating facts. I've made the decision. That's what we report on.
Stay curious, Earthlings, but not you, Isla. No more curiosity for you.
Fine. I'll stay critical.
That was Tomorrow's World with Stella, talking to entomologist Neil Birrell about his new sustainable startup, Hexacycle.
Looks like everything's gonna be all right.
Tomorrow's World with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.